This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has held talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel here in Beijing. German Chancellor making an official visit to China from Thursday and Friday, heading a delegation of nearly 20 executives representing the machinery, auto, electrical, and telecommunications sectors. Chinese President Xi Jinping and top legislator Zhang Dejiang will also meet with Merkel. On top of Beijing, Merkel will also make a stopover in the eastern Chinese province of Anhui. It's her eighth visit to China since 2005 in her capacity as Germany's chancellor. The top naval commanders of China and the United States holding direct talks via video this Thursday. Admiral Wu Shengli and Admiral John Richardson holding the talks amid the tensions the U.S. side created this week in the South China Sea. Video conference reportedly going to be followed up by a visit to Beijing by the new head of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, Harry Harris, sometime next week. Talks come on the heels of the U.S. Navy sailing one of its naval frigates within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-controlled territory in the Nansha Islands on Tuesday. The move has drawn a strong rebuke from the Chinese side. Meanwhile, the Australian government, a key U.S. ally in the region, has announced that it will be taking part in joint military exercises with the Chinese Navy in the South China Sea next week. China's ambassador to Pakistan handing over a $100,000 donation to the Pakistan Red Crescent Society. Donation from China's Red Cross Society comes after Monday's powerful earthquake left hundreds dead in the country. It's part of a pledge made this week by the Chinese government to help both Pakistan and neighboring Afghanistan following Monday's massive 7.5 magnitude earthquake, which rattled the Hindu Kush. Emergency personnel still trying to reach certain remote locations in the mountainous region. The death toll approaching 400, with thousands of others left homeless heading into the bitter winter months in the Hindu Kush. The Ministry of Public Security has updated its progress in this year's campaign to repatriate overseas Chinese economic fugitives. It says a total of 556 suspects have been captured overseas since Fox Hunt 2015 began in April. Suspects have been plucked from close to 60 different countries or regions. Fox Hunt 2015, part of the broader Skynet program, which targets economic fugitives, many of whom are corrupt officials who used to work for government departments or state-owned enterprises. Last year's Fox Hunt campaign netted 680 fugitives. The Supreme People's Procuratorate, China's top prosecution office, has begun to look into the bribery allegations against Zhou Benxun, former party chief of the province of Hebei. Zhou Benxun has already been expelled from the Communist Party of China and dismissed from public office earlier this month for multiple party infractions, including graft. The exact allegations against him have not been revealed. A restoration project has been completed on the Yungang Grottoes in the northern Chinese province of Shanxi. 1,500-year-old Buddhist site is home to the Wuhua Caves, or the Five Marvelous Caves, which are considered the Yungang Grotto's most impressive part. Restoration of the painted sculptures and frescoes inside the caves began in 2012. They had been under threat from water erosion and other weather-related damage for centuries. Listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2001, the Yungang Grottoes are home to around 51,000 different statues of Buddha, with the largest measuring some 17 meters to the smallest just 2 centimeters in height. Danish global energy giant Dong Energy planning to build what's being touted as the world's largest offshore wind farm off the northwest coast of England. The proposed wind farm, known as the Wanley Extension, will be located in the Irish Sea about 20 kilometers off the British coast. Dong Energy says it expects the new wind farm could be finished sometime in 2018. Chinese smartphone supplier ZTE has become the official smartphone of the Chicago Bulls and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the National Basketball Association. The telecom equipment giant also renewing sponsorships with 3 other basketball teams, including the New York Knicks, the Houston Rockets, and the Golden State Warriors. This expands its presence in basketball sponsorships to a total of 5 NBA teams. The British government has announced a $4.5 million scheme to protect cultural sites in Iraq from the fighting to oust the Islamic State. The British Museum will create a team of experts to assess, document, and help stabilize affected sites in Iraq. Reconstruction and preservation work for certain cultural artifacts and key archaeological sites in Iraq will also be included. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.